This is a Dauntless Media Collective podcast. Visit dauntless.fm for more content.
Greetings, reprobates. We've come to the end of season two, but fear not. Season three is taking shape as we speak, and I'm chasing down a combination of my usual guests with their awful stories of evangelical colleges and universities, and hopefully some other fairly well-known folks from the deconstruction world. We'll see, but it's really shaping up. First, I want to thank all the guests from this season. They were amazing. All of them. An incredible group of 38 people I am so honored to know. It's hard to believe. There are still many more people who will come on to Chapel Probation, and a couple who will return, hopefully. Chapel Probation is growing. Who knew? And the next people I want to thank are all of you listening right now. You, behind the wheel on the interstate. Look at that jerk with the blinker stuck on. You, running through the park. You, waiting for your kids after school. You, sitting before your satanic altar smoking weed. Yeah, even you. All of you who have made time to listen to this podcast and honor the stories being told, and who put up with my silly humor, and listen to the message. Thank you. Thank you so much. It wouldn't be Chapel Probation if I didn't talk about at least one evangelical school. So, what's in the news? How about Asbury? It's an interesting place. Here's what we know about the revival thing now. First, thanks to Nate and Gale of Full Mutuality, you got to check out their latest episode, which is all about this, and is way better at covering this than I am. I'm about to go on a rant, okay? So prepare yourself. Okay, so we know this wasn't a random act of the Holy Spirit. I mean, it could be, but it also coincides with Francis Chan, my nemesis. Apparently, he's been bugging them to start a revival through videos, YouTube videos, in the lead up to his big appearance that was just happened to be last Friday. So it's hard for me to believe it was an organic movement that just sort of erupted, you know, prompted by the spirit. Asbury does revivals like every year. It's like a planned thing. It's like a tradition. I mean, they don't all go 2 weeks, but it happens. And it's just that Francis Chan has been signaling it, and by the way, it's kind of brilliant PR, so props. So it happened, just like he asked. And here's what I know about Asbury. When I was in college a while ago, a bunch of guys from the Lake Avenue College group that I grew up with, they decided to transfer there from their Southern California state schools. They said it was because they loved the environment. Dog whistle much? See, the college group at Lake Avenue was becoming really diverse. It was a really big mix of Asian, Hispanic, and even some black folks in a normally white church. One friend came back during the summer, and he pulled me aside, and he was like, Asbury, man, it's amazing. It's so special because he was just so comfortable there. Mm-hmm. He acted like he had found some kind of Christian Shangri-La or heaven on earth for college. At the time, I just kind of wondered why would you want to go to Kentucky? I mean, nothing against Kentucky, but like, I'll stop. Yeah. In the last couple of years, Asbury has fired two professors, not for being queer, but for simply expressing love and support for queer people. That's all they did. You can look it up. Their names are Jill Campbell Tallar and John Roller. So there's a Facebook group for like alumni who support the LGBTQ plus movement at Asbury, and I'll put a link in the show notes, and you can read all about it. It's a shit show there. I mean, it's an evangelical school. It's kind of what we talk about here, isn't it? So the school is completely anti-LGBTQIA in its policies, in its culture, obviously, in its punishments for, you can't even express support for people. It's completely complementarian, patriarchal, purity culture. And I'm not saying the people in the revival aren't experiencing something meaningful to them. It's fine. I'm saying I don't give a fuck. And if it's just to reinforce their bigoted, patriarchal, screwed up ways, why should I care? Why should we care? Why should anyone who cares about people who aren't white Christians, why should we care? I mean, we'll see what the fallout or the results are. But it's been fascinating to see the response from the deconstruction zone. Like people who are no longer evangelical, a lot of them are still Christian. So a lot of people are like me, revival, whatever, who cares? But a lot of people are bent on seeing something good, even great. Even like Tim Whitaker of the New Evangelicals, who seems like a really good guy. I got nothing against him. But he bent over backwards to describe like this beautifully spiritual scene. But what angered me was he went so far to say that criticizing the revival was to be some kind of fundamentalist. What? I mean, no. Admire them, don't admire them, but don't come at those of us with no time or patience for a bunch of white folks singing and praying for 2 weeks. I don't believe in that God anymore, so why should I give half a shit about a 2-week chapel service? And we're back to chapel probation. I actually had a semi-viral tweet this last week that said, "What if the Asbury revival is just a bunch of students on chapel probation?" And it kind of struck a nerve. So, let's end this rant with this. A few weeks ago, I crowned Blake Chastain as having the most epic chapel probation story because he had to spend a semester listening to 2 cassette tapes at a time and writing up essays for an entire year's worth of chapels. And that's still, to take nothing away from Blake, that was bad. Whew. Yeah. Well, sorry, Blake. Given this new information, I gotta give the Chapel Probation Award, this highly, highly coveted Chapel Probation Award, to the revival at Asbury. Yes, yeah, gotta give it up to him. 2 weeks of solid chapel is a punishment that no one should ever have to endure. And then to have it capped off with Francis Chan? Absolutely brutal. Brutal. I tend to not believe in God, but it's seeing this kind of human resilience in the face of impossibly horrific conditions that leave me wondering, what higher power could enable such feats of human strength and endurance? I know I would rather be waterboarded or crucified than to have to sit through 2 weeks straight of chapel that ends with a sermon from Francis fucking Chan. Whew. Respect. Okay, Okay, in all seriousness, I just wanted to say I think the revival's bullshit. That's just what I think. I'm sorry. And I'm not sorry. I have an opinion. That's what it is. You can agree with me. You can disagree with me. But to me and to many others, again, I'm not saying they don't have the right to do it. But that Facebook group, the Asbury Graduates for LGBTQ plus Equality, they tell a story. A lot of them went to the revival, and there's an account of a student renouncing their queerness thanks to the revival. And that's enough for me to say, nope, not a good thing. I'm sure good things have happened during the 2 weeks. I'm sure people feel great. I heard Greg Locke showed up expecting to take the stage, and they just told him to sit his ass down in the pews and be a participant. Awesome! And maybe the participants will be nicer for a little while. Here's hoping. Oh, and again, if you definitely should listen to the Full Mutuality episode covering all this. And they have the receipts. I'm just ranting. So last thought on this, none of my friends in my community had even heard of the revival. None. Until I told them, of course, but what I'm saying is that outside of the evangelical and ex-evangelical world, the revival has zero effect on the life of the rest of the world. So it's book time. Asian American apostate, losing religion and finding myself at an evangelical university is just about to go be printed, made, published? Not sure what you say. This is my first book. I just finished recording the audiobook, which will have some nice little surprises that the regular book doesn't have. So get both. Yeah. Get both. Pre-orders will begin in the coming weeks, so stay tuned. And really, honestly, I can't wait to share all the stories of my time at APU and my own story of how I became this person that you listen to. I can't wait to share it with you all. It's because it's personal. I'm nervous, honestly. It's a weird feeling. I thought I wanted to write a book, and now I'm like, oh shit. Everyone who reads this book is gonna know a lot about me. maybe more than you wanted. Anyway, I don't know. I just lay awake at night worrying about this. But anyway. I know I keep saying it, but thank you. Thank you for listening. If you're still with me after that revival tantrum, well, I don't know what that says about you, but I am so grateful that you're here and that you're listening. I feel it, and I'm so grateful for all the people around the country. Even people in England and Australia are listening. That's so weird. So great. But yeah, we'll be back for season 3. I'll probably hop back on to talk about the book. Gotta do the PR thing. At the end of, whenever pre-sales, I'll do a special thing. But I'm definitely preparing for season 3. So, until then, this is me, Scott Okamoto, signing off from season 2. What a ride.
Hey everyone, I'm Nate from the Full Mutuality Podcast. I wanted to take a moment to say thank you for tuning into this show. We're so grateful that you've decided to spend your time with us. Seriously, Dan, Gail, Jessica, Kathleen, Scott, and the rest of us here at the Dauntless Media Collective couldn't produce content like the show you're listening to without your support. I'd also like to invite you even further into the conversation. Right now, there are some great discussions happening over in the Dauntless Media Collective Discord server. If you're interested in chatting with other folks who are deconstructing and decolonizing the oppressive traditions that they came from, please feel free to hop on into the server. If you don't know what Discord is, it's a place where communities can gather online for chatting on a wide variety of topics. In our Discord server, we have channels devoted to general deconstruction conversations, some meme sharing, therapeutic venting about whatever religious bullshit you're currently dealing with, and even a channel specifically devoted to talking about the latest episodes of the podcast you're listening to right now. I hope you'll join us. You can log in directly to the Dauntless server by clicking the link in the show notes, or heading to dauntless.fm and clicking the link in the top banner. See you there!